step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that these teachings just really help her to know the truth and to know you, so she can stay close to you and to walk with you perfectly every day and do your will and obey you. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, because he's the one that's going to protect you. He's going to guide you through the trials you're going to go through. But understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and you can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And talking about when somebody's eyes have been closed and they can't see and they can't hear and they've been handed over to a deception, and how that talks about this is going to happen in the book of Thessalonians. And I just want to just touch up a little bit on that, just a little bit more on that scripture where the Father in the book of Isaiah tells Isaiah that the Jews that are going to be judged are not going to be able to hear, they're not going to be able to see. So that, and how, for how long, he asks. He says, until basically it's been judged, until the judgment has been fulfilled. Okay, they won't be able to hear or see. Then it talks about this happening again in the book of Thessalonians, and Jesus references the scripture. And then again, the Apostle Paul, the end of Acts, references it. And John, he also references it, I believe it's in 1 John, where he warns against not losing what you've been given, okay? Just really important. And this connects to the next scripture we're going to be talking about, because we're talking about just scriptures that help you discern between the Antichrist and the true Christ, okay? Because a lot of people in the lukewarm church, they'll go, no, the Father would never do that. Never close your eyes. Never... Never close your eyes. He'll never, you know, make it so that you can't hear. He'll never make it so that you can't see. He, you know, he would never do that. He loves you. He's all about love. But that's not what the Bible says. He's also about judgment, and you need to obey him and you need to fear him. And it just makes sense, okay? Because when somebody is lying to themselves and they're being disrespectful and they're not receiving the truth, okay? I'm talking about on a smaller scale as a Christian, okay? Not as a whole world, because that's different. That's going to lead to eternal damnation. I'm talking about on a smaller scale when you're dealing with a lost Christian, because you're going to be dealing with Christians like this during the fall of the United States, okay? You have to understand he works in perfection. It's fear God and give glory to him, like it says in the book of Revelation. When somebody goes through that and they go, okay, and they play with him like that, and they go, I can lie to myself, I'm going to be okay. And then their lies come crashing down on them. It's perfect. They're terrified. After that, they're not going to do it anymore. Because they're like, this is terrible. Okay, my house is completely on sand and it came crashing down underneath me and I had nothing, okay, to keep my feet on. And I fell right through the ground, okay? And that is a scary feeling. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm going to start telling the truth, okay? You have to understand, he's a father, okay? You got to reverence, obey him, and respect him. But this connects to the next scripture, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. It says, this is Apostle Paul warning Timothy. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, okay? Exactly what we're talking about here, okay? A lot of people will say in the lukewarm church, God would never do that. The Father would never do that. He loves you, okay? If you can't see and you can't hear, it's just because, if you've forgotten something, you got lost, well, it's just this and it's that. No, it's Him that did it. It's the Father that did it. It's what the Bible says. It's what Jesus Christ says and warns against, okay? And the Apostle Paul talks about it too at the end of the book of Acts, the very last verses there, okay? He does that. And again, this is... Sorry about that. This is where he's warning Timothy about this happening. Okay. Departing from the faith. Okay. They're talking about another God. It's not the Father. Okay. All right. And then again here. Okay. Doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. Those are seducing spirits. Those are doctrines of devils that tell you, nope, he would never do that. Nope, that's not how he is. Okay. And things like that. Okay. This is the Father. This is our God. Okay. If you're a true Christian. Okay. This is the Lord, and you need to know him. You need to recognize him. And you need to cleave to your Bible, okay, and stay away from this deception, because this fallen away that he's talking about, latter times, some shall depart from the faith. This is referring to the falling away, okay, and they're going to go after the Antichrist. That is not your Christ. That is another Christ, okay? That's not the true God, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she humbles her heart truly and knows that she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover, and she's done, read it again and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen.